Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has affirmed a proposed management plan for a vast petroleum reserve on the North Slope that will split 23 million acres nearly evenly between protected areas and land available for oil leasing. Salazar yesterday announced the final plan allows development on nearly 12 million acres within the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, an area roughly the size of Indiana. He says areas designated for development cover 72% of the estimated recoverable oil in the reserve. Salazar says the plan also allows for potential construction of a pipeline that could carry oil drilled from offshore wells in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. The plan protects environmentally sensitive areas such as bird habitat around Teshikpak Lake. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it has no timetable for completing its review of the impacts of large-scale mining in Bristol Bay. The agency released a draft watershed assessment in May and hoped for a final report as early as the year's end. The EPA says it's updating the assessment in response to over 230,000 public comments and comments from a peer review panel. EPA says it has not set a new timeline for completing its work. The assessment stemmed from concerns about developing a large copper and gold prospect near the headwaters of Bristol Bay. The study was criticized by probe development groups, the state, and others who called the EPA's actions premature and an overreach. The Anchorage Assembly has weighed in on whether a bar in downtown Anchorage that has been a magnet for trouble should be allowed to sell its license. The Assembly voted 8-3 on Tuesday in favor of allowing the owner of Rum Runner's Old Town Bar and Grill to transfer the license to TGI Fridays, as long as new owner Bruce Burnett meets certain conditions. Rum Runner's unexpectedly shut its doors on Sunday. Earlier this month, bar owner Basilio Gallo agreed to sell his liquor license, but some city assembly members felt he should lose the license instead. Rum Runner's is to go to trial in January on charges of evidence tampering, falsifying records, and felony assault after a former bouncer allegedly beat a customer in the bar's basement. And here in the Juneau area, Eagle Crest Ski Area will be open every day until January 7th. The city-owned ski area stays open for the holiday and school break, closed only on Christmas Day. General Manager Matt Lillard says the wet snow that fell last week was just what the ski area needed.
We picked up over a foot plus of snow last week, of that wet stuff, which is great. So conditions-wise, we should be quite good.
Groomers have been working at night to get the mountain ready for the holiday push.
They've been working on pushing snow around and getting it as smooth and most of those holes covered as they can.
And the weather forecast for the capital city calls for just cloudy skies but windy conditions for the next several days. No snow is in the forecast at least until Sunday night and Monday. Some of those winds should be gusting to about 60 miles per hour for downtown Juneau and Douglas today. High about 19 to 26 degrees. Low tonight between -1 and 10 above.